They're just two parents who happen to be dads. One called Harley, the other one is Wads. It's not really Wads, it's Wade! But Wade doesn't rhyme with dads. It's shitting with the door open.
The Giggle Boys are everything.
That is correct. The Giggle Boys are life.
We've been like giggling about the Giggle Boys.
I nearly pissed at myself because I was having a giggle on my own.
So we have just recorded a main ep that I'm going to call the Giggle Boys that will come out after this.
After this.
After
you,
this.
As a Patreon, you are getting the news first.
The Giggle Boys. That in the last ep, which you will listen to later, we started calling ourselves the Giggle Boys, and we have found it so funny.
To the point where we're changing the name of the podcast.
That may or may not be locked in. Harley's pretty convinced.
I'm doing it. I'm changing Instagram. I'm going to do it before the episode comes out. Oh, God.
But on that app, we were talking about prepping.
Yeah, so we thought we'd do a whole Patreon episode about prepping.
But what our ideal prepping situation...
Like absolutely.
We're doing doomsday prepping.
Yes.
Not like prepping for like anal sex or something like that.
No, you do need to prep for that, though.
You do need to prep.
Don't just dive straight in there.
No, no, do your research.
Do your research. Have a clean.
Have a clean. Yeah.
and a gentle approach.
A very
yeah. Don't take a run up.
Less is more.
Less is definitely more. More is not good. Unless you've had less. And then you can have more.
That's the Giggle Boys. That's classic Giggle Boys right there. Champagne Giggle Boys. That's old school Giggle Boys.
Ah, that's some good Giggle Boys. Good stuff.
I'm so sorry. Oh. We're going to get onto the prep in a second. Just going to get this Giggle Boys out. All right, the Giggle Boys are prepping.
Now, when we say prepping, right, when I'm being serious. I'm not prepping for zombie apocalypse or even World War III.
Okay.
I'm prepping for societal collapse.
Yep.
Right? So there's probably going to be wars involved in that. But I'm seeing a time where, in terms of this hypothetical that we're prepping for,
yeah,
just so that you're across where my head's at, it's... There is some sort of power issue and supply yep. chain issue, and we don't have easy access to probably fuel become a really big issue in terms yep. of trying to get fuel in, and then obviously that means food's a really big issue, and you just won't be able to...
Water, huge.
Huge issue.
That's your first issue right there.
So, I mean, no surprises to anyone. My first protocol would be to get to the farm. That's where the prepping is
yep.
being undertaken for me.
Yep.
There is a water issue on the farm because, yep. well, he just went through 4.5 years of drought, and the Bureau of Meteorology put out an article the other day, said people need to prepare for mega droughts.
Jesus.
Where droughts can last for 20 years.
Well, see, that's not a drought.
No.
That's the climate.
Yes, isn't
like 20
it?
Like 20-year drought is not the drought.
Yeah.
That's what the climate is now.
Yes, correct. And so to prep for that, you really want to be finding water.
Yeah.
Massively. So I guess the first thing would be to get as many tanks as possible and bury them in the ground.
Yep.
So they're, you know, cooler. If you build tanks around your house too, they create a thermal mass in terms of... protecting you from heat and cold and all of that. A lot of this takes a lot of money, but there's no restrictions on this.
Not for the Giggle Boys.
Not for the Giggle Boys. There is. Everyone knows we're going to be successful. I'm going to have heaps of money. So yeah, I would bury megaliters.
But where are you getting that water to fill the tanks? Because then you've got to rely on rain, which
yes.
is very scarce.
Well,
we're in a mega drought.
Yes, in this scenario, we're not in it yet, and I'm hoping to get enough rain to fill those tanks. I'm going to buy it in. I'm going to buy it in for from Silly Sally's
you
down the road.
You need renewable water.
Yes.
That's what you need.
Yeah.
My.
I will get heaps of people to. They're not allowed in, but they can be nearby sweating and they will create rain clouds from their sweat.
I'm going to go with societal collapse. For fun, I'm going to put in the zombie apocalypse.
Okay.
Because that's fun.
Right.
We are getting to New Zealand as fast as we can.
Yes, you are.
Like straight away.
Yeah.
Taking the family.
Yeah.
Over there.
That's the right call.
Like the moment I see that first zombie outbreak in Europe.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Go.
In Paris. Like, oh, there's zombies in Paris. New Zealand straight away. Because you know what's coming.
Yeah.
You know what's coming.
Yeah.
So then go like deep south where water is not an issue.
Okay, yeah.
Like there's always going to be rain. Like rain, rain. It doesn't fucking stop. Jesus Christ.
And you've got the you've got glaciers down in.
Glaciers, but they're not doing so well.
No, but they're melting, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there's still a big chunks of that, and that's fresh water.
Exactly.
So you've got stuff around you.
You've got a low population.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And there's good farming land.
Yeah.
So you get yourself like deep south New Zealand.
Yeah.
You find like an isolated little spot.
Yeah.
And the thing is, like, people have like guns and stuff. I don't know how to use a gun.
Do you get guns?
Well, I think you'd have to.
I think you've got to get guns.
Because my concern wouldn't be like zombies. Yeah, that'd be one concern.
Yeah.
My main concern would be other human survivors in the zombie apocalypse.
Oh, yeah. Like no, it's people coming to steal your shit.
And because, like, for every one of the Giggle Boys that you come across, everyone is like a Giggle Boy member.
Patreon, you get free entry into our compounds.
You're going to have, like, for every, like, 10 good people, you're going to have, like, one complete psychopath.
Yes.
And then as the weeks and months go on, that 10 to 1, it'll start to reverse.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you've got, like, 10 psychopaths to every, like, one good person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you really got to protect yourself.
You're going to need guns.
You need guns. You need a compound.
Yep. You need a moat.
You need a moat.
Yeah. Some kind of a moat.
Some kind of natural moat. So you need to really kind of like build on a river. But you can't be like right on the river because then you can't see people coming across. Oh, fuck.
There's a lot to think about.
There's like every time you come up with, like I need to do this, I need to get a moat or a fence. Like there's another problem that needs to be solved with that situation.
Also, you got to talk about food now, right? You got to grow food that can last for a very long time.
You need chooks.
And you definitely need chooks. Well, I've got 2,500 of them on the farm.
You need a lot of chooks. You need like a lot of chooks and some roosters. You can keep making more chooks.
Yes. That's how they make them.
Wait, what?
Yeah. They use a cock. Like any good chick. Yep, that's staying in. And so you want to grow vegetables that grow themselves again.
Yes.
A lot. That you can harvest seeds
like
from.
Like onion and garlic and stuff.
Onion and garlic is a you know, great like thing to grow.
Get off the, cut off the tops or whatever it's been planted back in the water. Yes. Lettuce, I think you can do the same.
Oh, yeah, I think you can too. Obviously, tomatoes, you can, you know, most vegetables should have, or most fruit. That's the difference, isn't it? Fruit has a seed.
But I think potatoes, I think as well. Like
You
get some potatoes, they grow and you keep some of the few that are old and you can put them back in the ground.
Yeah, they don't store forever though, potatoes.
They are delicious.
They are good.
Mashed potatoes.
Anything that you can pickle or ferment.
Yeah.
Is always good.
Yeah.
And that's what you can do with eggs as well. So if you've got an abundance of eggs, you can just pickle the eggs.
Oh, yeah.
And then you've got those, you know, you've got a protein bombs.
So here are the things you need to worry about. Security.
Security.
Water.
Water. Got to have water.
Food.
And you got to have food.
And you've got to have entertainment.
Well, that's where the Giggle Boys come
that's
in.
That's where the Giggle Boys come in.
Well, I mean, that is a slight problem, right? Because we're not going to have any power. You know, I don't envisage, you know, the need for solar or generators or things like that.
Well, I'm going to try and get solar. I'm going to try and have like solar and wind power to try and make life a bit easier.
Well, I'm going to future-proof myself and just try and live a life without power. So just relying on fire for warmth and cooking.
Yep.
And when the sun sets, you go to bed.
Yeah, right.
When it's up, you get up again.
Okay. Yeah, that
it's
does
just
sound.
Because if I've got to figure out fucking electricity.
That's right. Who am I kidding?
You're not going to be able to figure that shit out.
I don't know what I'm doing.
What if it breaks? I mean, the Giggle Boys can solve a lot of problems, but I can't fix the solar.
We can solve very little problems. All right, so security, you're right. Electricity done.
Let's get rid of it. Yeah, get rid of it. Simplify.
But we will need like some kind of like health, some basic. You need to learn basic first aid.
Yep.
And have like a very good first aid kit.
We need to genuinely go. Actually, this is a good reminder to both of us and to everyone listening. Go and update your first aid skills. I should be doing that because I've got yet another baby and I have not done a first aid course in a long time now.
The last first aid course I did was before the birth of the first one. So like a long time ago. Yeah, yeah. I've got to update the first
aid. Absolutely update it. We should, have a basic first aid knowledge and you should have basic survival skills as well.
Yeah.
So food, water, security. And then you need a structure to keep yourself safe and warm.
Yep.
And I reckon you've got to be underground.
Oh, hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, like one of the...
if the hordes come.
Like an Earthship situation.
Yes.
Or are you talking about like a proper like underground where you like have like the trap door?
I think so, yeah.
Like a hatch.
Yeah, it may be not where you permanently live. But when it really kicks off...
Oh, you need a safe space.
You've got to get into like a panic room
style
underground bunker scenario. Yep.
Yeah,
when you're not using it, that's where you grow your cannabis.
What you do is you have like a your Earthship. It's kind of like hidden from view.
Yeah.
Like from the main roads or whatever. But you do have like windows and stuff and doors. So like the opposite way.
Yeah.
But if people stumble across it and they're like, you know, like they're not good. They're not giggle boys.
No, they're not the giggle boys. They're the nasty chaps.
The nasty chaps. Some nasty chats turn up. You can go. Your panic room is like hidden away in your Earthship.
Yes.
And so you go through like a secret hatch that nobody will be able to find.
Nasty chaps would never look for it.
They would never. Yeah. They wouldn't even know it existed.
No, it'd be after under a nice rug. The kind of thing a nasty chap would never pull up.
They would never do it. It'd be like beside the vacuum cleaner, they'd never look there. Nasty chaps don't do any housework.
Because they're nasty chaps.
They're nasty chaps.
Okay.
We have been giggling
the podcast
like this
is now called
The Nasty Chaps. Nasty chaps.
I'm so sorry, everybody.
But what you do is you have your panic room and nobody's been able to find it. You take your family in there. But what you have is you've set up like some kind of like locking system.
Yes.
So you can
like
lock.
A lock?
Like, no, but you lock the entire Earthship.
Yes.
Once they're inside, they can't get out and then you gas them.
Yeah.
You commit mass murder. And then you've got fresh meat to eat.
Oh, yeah. It's us. What will happen is, you nasty chaps, the doors will lock and then you'll just hear us giggling as the gas comes in.
I guess you can't gas them if you want to eat them, though.
Why not?
Wouldn't that like
you
taint
can smoke them?
Wouldn't that taint the meat?
You don't eat the taint.
That'd be the first thing I eat. It's like when you roast a chook, you get the parson's nose. Did you ever call it that?
The nasty chap's taint.
That'd be the first thing.
I'm going to be sick. Oh,
God. It's been like an hour of this nonsense.
I've got a genuine headache. Oh, God. Yes, okay, we did call it parson's nose.
All right. So it'd be like the parson's nose. It's the nasty chap saying it'd be delicious. Anyway, I wouldn't gas them because I think that would taint the meat. I'd have to, but I wouldn't want to go out there either. Because I'm a giggle boy. I couldn't sneak up on them.
Well, I'll tell you what.
I'll be too busy giggling.
We are useful in the apocalypse, but we're dangerous. we're very easy to find.
Just giggling. As we're walking along, like my big hunter's knife.
We need soundproof suits.
Giggle-proof. I feel like the last few podcasts have just been us like giggling nonstop.
Yeah, it totally has.
I think maybe like I was like looking forward to us getting together, but I think it's just too much laughing.
If anything, it's worse when we're in the same room. Oh, God.
All right. Okay.
Okay. So, listen, this is serious.
The nasty chaps are going down and I can't figure out how to get them without tainting the meat. What I'm going to do, actually, is when they go
spikes
in...
Spikes that come out of the walls.
Oh.
Spikes that shoot out.
That's not bad. Like I'll have like a...
You don't want to hit that button accidentally at dinner time?
Crossbow bolt.
Yes.
Crossbow hole.
Yeah.
And I got my crossbow and I shoot that out of them. Or... I've set up some kind of like this. If we're just talking about like murdering the nasty
Yeah, we're just
chaps.
Talking about murdering the nasty chaps.
This is the Giggle Boys have turned to murder.
It's like that, like a shit reimagining of West Side Story.
Anyway, somehow we've killed the nasty chaps.
Yeah, well, if they come into the Earthship, they've got to be killed.
Mate, you stay on my
Earthship.
It's
not our fault.
No, it's not our fault. And then we've got like the meat to eat, all right?
Because... You keep talking about that.
This is the first thing. I've been looking forward to cannibalism for so long.
You're just eating a man. And then like a delivery truck turns up. It's like, what are you doing?
It's the apocalypse. Don't worry about it.
Oh, all bets are off, mate.
It's like, it's Thursday.
Literally, there's like a shop just down the road. Everything's fine.
All right, so we've got a house. We've got the Earthship. That's what we've decided.
I think an Earthship is genuinely the best design house for an apocalypse of any kind.
We're settling in either New Zealand or Tasmania.
Yeah.
Because they get a bit of rain down there,
yes,
I think.
Yes, they do.
So we're going to settle like deep south, and we're going to have a lot of water tanks.
I better go with you.
Yeah, you come with me.
I better go with you. I won't go to my brother's farm, which has a ready supply of meat and chickens and real
but
knowledge.
There's no water.
Genuine knowledge
on
how to do things. I'll just go with my other Giggle Boyfriends. And we'll be fine.
We're Giggle Boyfriends.
Giggle Boyfriends.
This is dumber than sucking your own dick.
That is not dumb.
That is
the Lord's work.
This is dumber than...
Uber pool dicks.
Uber pool dicks. This is dumber than like trying to like feed your penis. This is dumber than all those things.
What we're saying is you have been here for the dumbest. We've achieved the dumbest.
Like every time we think we've reached a new low,
God.
We can sink even lower. Don't worry.
Yes, we go south. We go to Tasmania. I think Tasmania is
right,
a better...
Tasmania, because we're right there. All right, so we're in Tasmania. We've got our Earthship.
Yeah.
We're in an isolated place, but not too isolated.
No.
We're not like right in the middle of nowhere. I reckon we're probably like maybe like 50 k's from Hobart.
Yes, but I think you want to be on the coastline.
No, you know what? Yeah, you want to be on the coast, don't you?
I think you want to be on the coast. Although when the tsunamis come, you don't want to be on the coast.
No.
Because the tsunamis are coming.
Yeah, but what, the tsunamis hit Tassie?
They'll hit everywhere.
Oh, they'll get everywhere.
We need a mountain. Randall's got a mountain. I think the farm is the better choice.
Yeah, but there's no water.
Well, there's water. He does have bores, and there is a fair amount of rainfall. Had a lot lately.
I'm concerned about the water situation.
You should be, but we'll build heaps of tanks.
Yeah, but what's going to fill these tanks?
Well, how long have we got?
We're going to stay at this place for 10 years.
Yeah, we can do it.
Okay.
An Earthship, by the way, that was pioneered in the New Mexico desert will harvest its own rain even just from the moisture overnight.
Okay.
The overnight moisture. So what's important here is you don't want a big population.
Yes.
If you've got to get enough water to feed animals and a huge group of humans... Well, that's you got to keep the numbers low.
And also, like when people start like dying off, that's
we can take their water.
creates disease is what I was going to say.
Yes, it does.
So yeah we want to be like away from people, and then food security. That's like I think food is like it's the most labor. It's very labor intensive.
It is,
but it also seems to be the least hard, easiest problem to solve.
If you've got water, you've got food.
Yep.
So you should be able to grow, and especially if you've got land. So you got to have land.
We could have land. We need some gun training.
Yes. We need a lot of training. We need like for everything. Lots of training. I think you've got to have ammunition. And here's the problem with guns. Once everything's locked down, you're only going to have a certain amount. Even if you are a crazy American prepper that has like their own munitions sheds,
yeah,
you're going to run out.
Yeah.
So that means you need to learn how to make weapons.
Crossbows.
Crossbows. And how are you with making crossbows?
Oh, very good.
Glove guns. Oh, you ever made a glove gun? Yeah. They're quite deadly.
You're not saving us during the apocalypse.
They could. I can hit a bloke with a marble. Certainly a nasty chap. I can hit him right in the eye with a marble out of a glove gun.
Ow! Well, avoid this place, boys. This nasty chaps.
Nasty chaps, out!
They got glove guns. It's too much for us.
What'd you hit me with? Is that a hard piece of Play-Doh?
I can't believe I came into this podcast, into this epic. We're actually going to solve some problems. We've just made more problems.
I think the only thing that we know how to do in prep is that we know we need water. That's all we know.
We know that we need the giggle boys.
All we know. Everybody, when it happens, just stay where you are and the giggle boys will come for you.
We'll come to you.
We'll come to you. It's like a tour. You just let us know where your compounds are and where you keep your water. We're just here to entertain, not take your water. We're just interested to know where it is. So, because we team up with the nasty chaps. And then we do secret shows for people in their compounds, and they think they're just being entertained by the
giggle
boys.
But the nasty chaps.
The nasty chaps are stealing the water.
But then once we catch the nasty chaps.
Yes, and we get a prize.
And we get the prize. We've sold out the nasty chaps, which I don't feel bad for at all.
They're the nasty chaps.
Then we get to eat one of the nasty chaps with the people who own the compound.
Taint first.
Taint first. It's the parson's nose.
I cannot believe you listened to that whole episode. If anything, it's your fault. Bye.